Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, whose Son Jesus is the good shepherd of your people, grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from Acts of the Apostles. Those who had been baptized devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all, as any had need. Day by day, they spent much time together in the temple. They broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of Peter. It is a credit to you if, being aware of God, you endure pain while suffering unjustly. If you endure when you are beaten for doing wrong, what credit is that? But if you endure when you are do right and suffer for it, you have God's approval. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was abused, he did not return abuse. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that, free from sins, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you are going astray like sheep. But now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Yes, I'm doing something a little different this morning. I'd like to introduce to you one of my favorite preaching shepherds. Joseph G. Donders was a Roman Catholic born in the Netherlands, ordained priest in 1957, and spent his career not only as an author, but as a missionary in East Africa, particularly in Kenya. And he had connections and appointments in the United States, as well as in his native land and in East Africa. He put into writing several books, including a collection of his reflections on the Gospels. In other words, his sermons. And I discovered them when I was serving as a college chaplain in Upper East Tennessee, at East Tennessee State University, and we shared our ministry with our building that we sublet was in the Roman Catholic chaplaincy. And I ran across several Roman Catholic sources at that time, not least of which was this Joseph G. Donders. And I bought several of his books on his reflections on the Gospels. And I've used them ever since, mainly as inspiration, just shepherding me in what I would preach. Today in my preaching, I thought that's worth sharing in and of itself. So that's what you're going to get today, is one of the reflections from Joseph G. Donders on the Good Shepherd in his 10th book of Reflections on the Gospels. Interestingly, I bet probably almost none of you had even heard of him before I mentioned him today, because he's unlike Henry Nouwen and some of the other Roman Catholics, we're not as aware of him as many of them are known to us. But I find his homilies that he wrote on the reflections of the gospel to be very enlightening. And even though a couple of references are dated somewhat, because this one was written and the book was published in 1987, and yet I found it to be very appropriate for us in today's world. I am the Good Shepherd, he said that day. Just close your eyes and imagine a shepherd and his flock. I do not know what you see if you do that, but I do know that different people would see different things. The shepherd in East Africa is often a small boy with a stick in his hand and the sheep around him. And the shepherd in many European countries is an old man with gray hair and a beard. A satchel on his side, surrounded by dogs, walking behind his sheep. In Jesus' country, even in our days, the shepherd is a very poor man, disregarded by all, very low on the social ladder, by the rich, ranked among the scum, and walking in front of his sheep, guiding their way. Here in the States, the best picture most probably would be neither a child nor an old man, but the cowboy. Not with his sheep, but on a horse, with his cows and his bullocks all over the enormous prairie. In one thing, all those shepherds are alike. Whether here or there, whether in our time or in the time of Jesus, the main thing is keeping their flock together. They take care not only of this one or that one, but all of them. And if anyone gets lost, as Jesus so meaningfully explained, they will not rest before they are all together again. The fat and the lean, the white and the black, the brown and the in-between, the rams and the ewes, the lambs and the yearlings, being attentive to all. It is with that task that he was sent in this world by his Father from on high. It is with this mission that he charged each one of us in his turn. We have to bring people together, all of them, without any discrimination of race, sex, or rank, being good shepherds of the flock, even at the risk of our own lives. We should be shepherds like that in the families in which we live, feeling responsible for keeping all of them together. We should be shepherds like that in the schools where we learn or where we teach, taking care that no one is overlooked, left out, or lost. We should be shepherds like that in our business decisions, at the boards we are on, taking care that we don't take for some all the grazing there is. We should be shepherds like that while determining whom to vote for during whatever elections. We should be shepherds like that when determining our political stand, when evaluating the news and reading our papers. There you can tell it's dated. We don't read our papers much anymore. We should be shepherds keeping the whole of humanity together. And if one is left out, if any sheep would get lost, if any lamb is overlooked, we are no good at the task he wants us to be as good at as he was, a good shepherd to all. If we are shepherds like that, if we are shepherds like him, God will always be with us, as God was and is with him, and we will all have nothing to fear. I know you like it when I close with a song, so I want to close with a song today. And it's one you know, and it's probably different from the way we sang it earlier. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for he is with me. Thy rod and thy staff shall comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. United in the hope and joy of the resurrection, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need.
God of rebirth, the good news of your resurrection brings refreshment to our weary world. Following the women at the tomb, empower us to boldly share your radical love through our words and our work. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
As you breathed your spirit into the disciples, breathe your spirit of healing upon all creation. Nourish the earth with sufficient rains. Strengthen us to the counter of the effects of pollen, to counter the effects of pollen and destruction. Hear, O God. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
To prepare the disciples for their ministry by calming their fears and granting them your peace. Equip our community leaders, especially Mayor Tim Kelly and Weston Wamp. Give them a spirit of peace and hearts that burn for justice, that their leadership reflects your love. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
You come among us in unexpected ways. Send us to those who hide in fear or question your love. Be a healing presence for any isolated by addiction, incarceration, mental illness, chronic pain, sickness, or grief, especially Ava,
Mother, Linda, and Henry, Terry,
Bob, Joy, Julianne,
Kelly,
Cindy,
Debbie,
Randy,
Bill.
Your mercy is great.
As you met the disciples on the road to Emmaus, show us your presence along our journeys. Bless our doubts and questions. Provide trusting and safe relationships for all ages to nurture our connection to you and one another. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Resurrecting God, you bring us to new life every day. Thank you for blessing us with companions on our faith journey, especially those who now rest in your love. Strengthen us with eternal peace of your promises. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. Rejoicing in the victory of Jesus' resurrection, we lift our prayers and praise to you, Almighty and Eternal God, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
With us. You truly make this a holy place. I want to thank Harry Scruggs for joining us again. We're always pleased to have him share his ministry with us. Quick reminder, the food pantry can always use extra help. So if you find yourself on a Saturday looking for something to do, come down and help them hand out food. It's truly a blessing. Thank you.
Here. Oh, dear. You're just here to sing.
Well, then, walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the true Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and has taken away the sin of the world. By his death, he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has won for us everlasting life. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name.
Oh,
give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country, where with blessed Thaddeus and all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." Lamb of God, these are the gifts of God given for you, the people of God. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And now, unto God's gracious mercy and protection, we commit ourselves. May God bless us and keep us. May God's face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. And may the light of God's countenance lift us up and give us power and peace to know and to do God's will this day and evermore. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us go forth in the name of the risen Christ, our good shepherd. Amen. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.